welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Dear brother and sister in Christ, I have a question for you. Have you ever felt so alone or been alienated that you feel like you have been abandoned? And out of anguish, you start asking questions. And eventually you ask this question, God, where are you? Or wonder whether God exists. And if he does, why is he abandoning you and letting you get into the situation, whatever it is? Today we sang together the antiphon of the responsory psalm, Psalm 22, of Jesus out of anguish calling out to God the Father, my God, why have you abandoned me? Do you think that Jesus was being abandoned by God the Father? We all know that Jesus was not being abandoned by God the Father. But in a way, he was crying the cry of the people of Israel who felt as though God had abandoned them. And again, we know from scriptures that God had never abandoned the people of Israel. Instead, it is the opposite. But why is it that Jesus was crying these words of anguish? It is only because Jesus came as the Messiah of the people of Israel, the King of the people, in solidarity with them who had fallen far from God. And it is also because he was leading the people of Israel back to God the Father. And he is doing the same for you and for me and for us all now. He is leading us back to God the Father. And so what does this mean for us all? What this means is that we are not alone. God is here with us. God is here with us, not only in the good moments of our lives, but also when we are suffering, when we are afraid, when we are alone and feeling abandoned. Not only so, God is reaching out to us through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As we heard from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians today, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. And so, being God, he became man like us to unite us to the Father. And so, if you ever had a chance to visit the Sistine Chapels in the Vatican Museum, located in the ceiling of the chapel is a fresco of the creation of Adam by Michelangelo. And the main details of that fresco is represented by the fingers of God and man and Adam touching each other. So there is God's reaching out, and there is man reaching back. And this image reminds us that God is reaching out to you, to me, and to us all, to lead us back to him, and to invite us to reciprocate, to respond to him. And how can we respond? By offering our very self our everything in the liturgy, the Mass, in which we encounter God, in which heaven meets earth, and earth meets heaven, in which time meets eternity. And first in our liturgy today, we join the crowds as Jesus entered Jerusalem. And next, we celebrate the upcoming Triduum, the motto of all Sunday liturgies, the one sacred liturgy, the one sacred single continuous liturgy that spans over the 3 days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And so we begin Holy Thursday celebrating the Last Supper with our Lord and watching with him in the garden. And on Good Friday, we stand with John and Mary at the foot of the cross as Jesus gives his very life for the love of us. And on Saturday, we wait with all creation at the tomb. And on Easter Sunday, with Mary Magdalene and the apostles, we experience the joy of Christ's resurrection. And so it is best to respond to God's not abandoning us, but uniting us with him by offering up ourselves in the liturgy, especially in the Triduum and Easter Sunday. And so, dear brother and sister in Christ, you are invited to come and accompany our Lord through his suffering, death, and resurrection, this Triduum and Easter Sunday, to praise him, to praise God, to give thanks to God, because he did all of this for us, not only to save you, save me, save us all, that he is with us.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.